Hello, warm greetings from the German headquarters in Eppstein. The team here recently over the summer reflected on prayer. One day, whilst sharing in groups about a video clip, one person, Andrew, was reminded of this verse. We felt like grasshoppers and we looked the same to them. While some of us were looking up the story, another member, Cleo, actually saw a grasshopper inside the room under one chair, and she picked it up. The rest of us were quite encouraged by this and realized the significance of this quote and story for our prayer times and what the Lord was actually saying to us through it. Let's look at it together in Numbers chapters 13 and 14. Maybe you could once take time to read the whole story. Moses sent leaders out to explore the promised land, and they returned to give a report of their findings. They even brought some samples back of the fruits from that place. We also often receive reports, or we write our own in form of newsletters, prayer updates, conference minutes, or we give an oral account when sharing in our churches or when talking with people in our neighborhood or in the workplaces. What do we report? What are we telling about the place or situation God has sent us to? And the other question is, how do we receive reports from others? As a medical doctor, I learned to appreciate reports on specific facts about a patient, but also learned to share about the thoughts and the conclusions we had drawn as a medical team. Equally important was to find out the feelings of patients or their relatives, as they often influenced how compliant a patient is with the suggested therapy. What conclusions do we draw after exploring places or situations? Do our minds also focus rather around the descriptions of challenges, the giants, the intimidating battles around or ahead, our own limitations, or the hostile people, and the difficult entry pathways? Do we feel like grasshoppers and think we are seen as such? Hopefully, we still do remember that this was a promised land, flowing with milk and honey and with a promising harvest of fruits we already sampled. But sometimes we also seem to forget who sent us there in the first place. The one who promised us to be with us always and who does have the power to overcome obstacles. Let us learn afresh to report with God's perspective. Let our conclusions and prayers be motivated by His promises. Let's take time to discern what the Lord is actually saying, how He wants us to deal with the challenges and the blessings of the situations He has sent us to. May our prayers not just repeat words from a report, but may we realize and express godly conclusions. May we understand from Him how to encourage one another and how to be in these battles ahead together as one body, as one team. Let us also pray for more Calebs and Joshuas in our midst who point us to God's promises. May we all point to Christ in us and Christ with us as we advance to the unreached, because He said so.